В имя Отца и Сына и Святого Духа. Аминь. Слава Иисусу Христу!
Слава!
Сьогодні в неділю праотців ми звертаємо увагу на всіх тих, які давали нам передсмак того, що прийде Господь Ісус, Спаситель світу. You know, when you look into a family photo album, you notice a lot of things. But a lot of time often has to pass before you notice these realities. For example, you might know your grandparents as older folks, but then you look into a photo album and you see them younger, and you see that in fact you might have similarities, physical traits that are like your grandparents or even your great-grandparents when they were your age. But it takes the passing of some time for us to be able to make these connections. The fathers of the church made a lot of these connections, those great saints and teachers of the early church. They looked into the family album of the believers in the one true God, and they saw a lot of things that prefigured Jesus. They saw a lot of similarities with Jesus. They found Jesus throughout the Old Testament. And that's what we celebrate today. We celebrate all those who prefigured the life of Christ and foresaw Christ in their own lives. Starting from Abel, who was murdered by his brother Cain. Is a prefiguration of Christ, the innocent who was murdered by those who were envious of him. Or Melchizedek, the priest, he who brought offerings of bread and wine to the one true God. Abraham ran into him once. And this is even depicted on our iconostasis in the lower rung. Enoch and Elijah, who were taken up into heaven, prefigure Christ, was also taken up into heaven, who ascended. Noah, whose family alone survived the flood, is a prefiguration of the baptism that purifies us, that baptism in Christ given to us by him. Job, the long-suffering Job, prefigures the sufferings of Christ. Abraham, who was asked to sacrifice his son Isaac, is a prefigurement of God the Father actually sacrificing his son for us. Jacob also calls to mind Christ. He saw the ladder that connects heaven and earth, that allows the Lord to come down to us so that we might go up to the Lord, all made possible through the coming of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Joseph, who was betrayed by his 11 brothers, prefigures Christ, who was betrayed by his disciples. Moses, the leader of the people, who is given the great revelation of the Ten Commandments, which are unsurpassed until Christ delivered to us the Beatitudes, a new and more blessed way of life. Moses prefigures and foresees Christ because Moses saw the burning bush, which is a prefigurement of the virgin's womb. The bush burned but was not consumed. She bore a son but remained a virgin. Joshua, who led the Israelites into the promised land. His name is actually the same as Christ's, except that we in English, we differentiate them. In many other languages, there's no difference. And certainly, there is no difference in Aramaic or Hebrew between these two names. Joshua, son of Nun, prefigures Jesus, who leads us into a new and better promised land, the kingdom of God. David, related by blood to Christ, he is an ancestor and a creature of the same Lord Jesus. He saw Christ in the Psalms, which he wrote down. Solomon spoke about the wisdom of God in his books of wisdom, and the wisdom of God is our Lord Jesus Christ. The prophet Daniel saw the Holy Trinity prefigured by the three youths in the fiery furnace in Babylon. The prophet Isaiah foresaw the suffering of Christ, Christ as the suffering servant. The prophet Jonah, who prefigured the three-day burial of Christ through his three-day stay in the belly of the great fish. All these forefathers and more, together with our holy foremothers, Sarah, Rebecca, Ruth, Deborah, and many, many more, all these forefathers and foremothers, thousands of years ago, looked forward to the coming of Christ. We have one more week to look forward to our reliving of this mystery of Christ's incarnation. Пилипівка, коли ми її починаємо, здається довга, але вона вже швиденько проминає. І нам лишається тільки трошки часу, щоб якось приготуватися до Різдва Христового. На телебаченню іде ми не підемо. Всюди нам кажуть приготуватися до Різдва через купівлю всяких дарунків і через ненажирство. Про що говорить святий Павло в сьогоднішньому читанні з послання до Колосян? І святий Павло називає цю пожадливість ідолопоклонством. Бо коли-небудь, коли ми зосереджуємо своє життя на комусь чи чомусь іншому від Ісуса Христа, це є ідолопоклонство. Сьогоднішні три юнаки у Вавилонській печі нам пригадують, що ідолопоклонство
якого небудь роду є абсолютно деструктивним. Ці три молоді ізраїльтяни у вавилонській неволі разом з Даниїлом, вони є взяті з цілим ізраїльським народом, вони є взяті до Вавилону, цілий Єрусалим опустів, коли цар Невухаднесор взяв ізраїльтян до Вавилону. І пророк Данило через це, що він вмів інтерпретувати сни царя Невухаднесора, став за це, так як Йосиф з фараоном, Невухаднесор підніс його до високої позиції, а він попросив, щоб цар назначив трьох ізраїльтян як володарів над вавилонцями. І це цар з вдячності до пророка Даниїла зробив. І так Шадрах, Мішах і Абеднего стають володарями. Але тоді цар будує колосального ідола і каже всім поклонитися йому. І ці три кажуть, ні, ми ніколи не поклонимося ідолам. І за це цар грозить їм, якщо ви цього не зробите, я вас вкину в піч, і ви там будете спалені. Хто-небудь, хто знає, як під час Другої світової війни ліквідували євреїв, може побачити в цьому велику загрозу від ідолопоклонників для тих, які вірять в єдиного Бога. Бо нацисти були ідолопоклонниками. Найвищі ранги нацистів мали свою релігію, не християнську. Вони були проти християнства. Бо християнство поклонялося Ісусові, який став жертвою, а вони вірили у перемогу силою. Ці три юнаки є вкинуті в піч, і замість того, щоб там згоріти, вони ходять по печі, і ще цар бачить ще одну особу. Він каже, і ще один з'явився там, який виглядав як син Божий. І це, очевидно, для євреїв звучало як, може, ангел якийсь прийшов. Але ангел для ізраїльтян завжди був посланцем Бога і закритим виявом Бога. Отже ж, вони бачать, що тут Бог встрягнув цю ситуацію і спас тих трьох юнаків від вогню. Ті, які їх кидали, так була розпалена піч, що ті вавилонці, воїни, які їх вкидали в піч, самі згоріли. А ці спаслися. In today's references in the Tropars and Conducts to the three youths in the fiery furnace, we see perhaps a prefigurement of our own situation. We live surrounded by a world that gives its allegiance to idols of all kinds. We even have shows
American Idol. We think of the famous and the powerful, the celebrities of our time, as idols. Now, we don't give that much thought because we think it just means, oh, someone to look up to. But let's be serious. There are many things in this world that want to and try to distract us from our focus on the Lord. We live in, as I said before, a society that is plagued by attention deficit disorder. We can't keep our focus on the Lord. And that's why today we have all of these examples before us, so as to help us to not fall prey to all the commercialism, but to prepare for the miracle that God so loves us that He became one of us. That is what we are preparing to celebrate in a mere week. So let us take these few days to read some scripture, read the book of Daniel, and see what it says. Immerse yourself in a little bit of scripture and let these things come alive for you as you look through the family album of the believers throughout the ages, and reject from your heart all of the idols that constantly tempt us. Amen. В имя Отця і Сина і Святого Духа. Амінь. Слава Ісусу Христу! Glory to Jesus Christ! Glory.